Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
And welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We're broadcasting live from lovely Austin, Texas. So we are going to pick up where we left off yesterday, and the subject of the radio show is, are excuses holding you back? What are the actual ramifications of living a life of excuses? And we're going to jump right back in where we left off yesterday, and we're going to pick up at point number six. Julie, welcome to today's show. Julie? Maybe I didn't unmute Julie. I have to find out. So listen, guys, we had a lot of questions about the new student loan program, the new financing program that we're offering. And so I'm going to answer some of the questions. There you are, Julie, right?
Okay, good. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I think...
No worries.
I would give you an excuse as to why I forgot to unmute you, but the topic of today's radio show is how to stop making excuses, so I won't do that. But the truth is I just forgot, so sorry about that. Yesterday we announced our new student loan program, and the way the student loan program works, bottom line, guys, is that you can join our most elite coaching program, the one where you get a private Tim and Julie Harris trained coached, one where you get access to all the material, all the web, basically everything we offer, you know, the pre-listing pack, the listing presentations, the scripts, the ads, the 50 different lead generators, all the everything that people have been for years paying $1,000 a month for, $997 a month for. Well, you know, we know that all of you want to be part of that program, that we talk with obviously hundreds of you every month that want to, that are interested in becoming a coaching student, but so many of you for so long haven't been able to afford it. And I totally and completely have, sympathy for you guys. And I know you want the coaching. I know you can see the value of it. You just didn't have the cash flow for it. Well, we started earlier this week. After, frankly, working on this for about 2 years, we now are able to offer student loans. And what that means is you can join that same coaching program that people for years have been paying $1,000 a month for. You can join that same coaching program now for only $359. Okay. Now, it's a student loan. You have to apply. There's like six questions on the website. And once you're approved, basically, that's it. So the way it works, again, is it's the same coaching program that people have been for years paying $1,000 a month for. It is our elite one-on-one coaching program that you can participate in starting immediately for just $359. Now, you don't have to use our student loan program. It's up to you. It's your decision. But I think most of you will, because obviously it saves you a lot of money. Now, it is a student loan. You will have to pay it back. But there's no, like, you can read about the nature of the student loan on the website. It's pretty straightforward. It is what it is. So there you go. No more excuses. Join the coaching program immediately. Go to the website, timandjulieharris.com, and you can apply yourself online. The other thing is a lot of you guys are requesting free coaching calls, and that's great too. I think this week, I'll have to check the numbers, but I think we did like 180 free coaching calls, and that's fantastic. If there's any, we're adding three coaches to the free coaching call staff, so they're going to be available. So literally, if you request a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com, normally you can have your free coaching call the next day or the day after that because we've added capacity. So there it is again. Everything and anything we can do to put you guys into action to make the most of this new real estate boom, we're going to do it. We've lowered the price to the point where everyone could say yes. We've made it easy for you guys to have access to some of the best coaches in the nation. Now it's up to you. Take action on this. Take full advantage of this. Julie, any other thoughts? I know you've been getting a lot of questions about it too, because no one's ever done this before as far as student loans for agents.
Well, I mean, on the topic of excuses, I think we've just removed the number one that many of you like to hold on to. And the question comes down to, if you had a coach every week holding you accountable and keeping the train on the tracks and making sure that you didn't just learn stuff, but you implemented what you were learning, how much more money would you be making? That's the real question.
Yeah, that is the real question. And, you know, I can understand, like before, I can understand why some of you wouldn't necessarily have the cash flow to be able to afford one-on-one coaching. I get it. Totally makes sense to me. But now that excuse, you guys are paying more on average for Zillow leads per month. I mean, let's get real here. You know, what you're going to get for $359 a month is phenomenal. And obviously, we're extremely excited about it because it puts us in a position to be able to help thousands more of you than we normally would be able to, for the fact that obviously, you know, the price has come down. So when you finance, it's $359 a month. Go on the website, read more about it. If you have any questions, obviously, you can send us an email or chat us, or when you request a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com, you can also ask the coach any questions that you might have. All right, enough about that. Julie, let's just jump right back in. Point number six.
Yes, excuse number six. In fact, quote, I can't change. Well, what does this excuse really mean? It means that you lack motivation and reason to change. Moreover, this suggests that you lack emotional pain that would help you to accelerate that change. So when it comes to our motives and our desires, we're always pulled forward by the desire for pleasure or pushed forward by the desire to avoid pain. This is a big topic that we cover with our coaches, as a matter of fact, in terms of motivating you guys. If you don't believe that you can change, the reason for this is that you simply haven't associated enough pain to not changing. But once you begin to look at all of the dire consequences that will result from not making a change, then you'll soon realize that the motivation was always there. So ask yourself, and these are questions that you guys should be writing down and taking seriously. Ask yourself, if I don't make this change, how will this affect my life in the weeks, months, and years ahead? What am I likely to miss out on? How am I going to feel? How is this going to affect my relationships with others? How might this actually affect my health? How will this affect my career prospects? And what other negative consequences could result from not making this change? So Tim, let's stop here just for a second, because you and I talk about this a lot, that many agents, you know, and a lot of people just in life in general, you would think that being motivated by pleasure and moving forward and making more money so you can do more cool stuff with your family and for yourself, you'd think that that'd be enough for people. But in fact, we find oftentimes it's that fear of loss that is the true motivator. What would you say about that? I mean, it's kind of counterintuitive, isn't it?
It is, because, you know, the funny thing is if you were to go into a group of people and you were to ask them, are they motivated by the carrot or the stick? I'm asking all of you listeners, right, almost 100,000 of you guys, regular listeners, I'm asking you, in your opinion, are you motivated by the carrot or the stick? All of you are going to say the carrot, right? Because none of us want to admit that we're motivated by the stick. But I'll suggest to you that in all reality, it's neither the carrot nor the stick that motivates you. It's losing something you already have. And I'll give you an example. This is an easy one to understand, so I'll just give this one to you. An overweight person, someone who's not just a little bit overweight, but someone who's really overweight, who's been trying, and I put, if you guys were to see me, I'm doing the trying thing, you know, in quotes. They're trying and have
air
been
quotes.
Trying, right, air quotes, thank you, to lose weight their entire lives. They have always had all kinds of excuses why they couldn't do it, always had all kinds of excuses why, you know, that'll never happen for them. They have medical problems. It's a drug interaction. It's they're big boned, right? Whatever. So they've always had an excuse. But they go to the doctor, and the doctor says, okay, you know, I know you've been overweight, a lot overweight your entire life, but here's what's going to happen. If you don't lose weight now, you're going to develop diabetes, and then I'm going to have to cut off your toes, then your foot, then your leg, and then you get the point. Then miraculously, the person who was never quite motivated or always had a great excuse not to lose weight is able to lose weight, and they're, you know, at such a rate that the doctors were almost scared. How is this even possible? Because what happened was, it's like they weren't motivated by the idea of being healthier or the idea of looking better or feeling better. So that would be moving towards the carrot, right? Or they weren't even motivated by the stick of, well, maybe they've tried before, and if you don't go to the gym every day, it's going to this or that. That's the stick. What they were motivated by was losing something that they already had. In this case, it was literally their appendages. In life, in general, if you want to really evoke a strong feeling of motivation in yourself, that's the secret. Don't try to, I mean, the idea of moving towards a goal, that's nice. But the idea of losing something that you already have is ultimately going to be the best motivator. This is research that was done, that's been done in the past 5 years by leading universities that we're sharing with you. I originally read this, by the way, in Psychology Today when I'm sharing with all of you guys, and then Julie and I have subsequently read several books about this because obviously we want to get better at motivating people. We want to train our coaches to get better at motivating people. So it's not the carrot or the stick. It's actually losing something that you already have. So, Jules, what's the next point?
All right. So when you're thinking about that, ask yourself, well, how will you feel when you do make the change? How will my life improve? You know, you've got the both sides of that, right? So what happens if I don't? What happens if I do? So let's move on to excuse number 7. I'm afraid to fail. Well, what does this really mean? It means that you lack understanding, confidence, knowledge, and experience. Anthony Robbins once said that fear is nothing more than false evidence appearing real. If you use the letters in fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. It's our perspective of fear that frightens us and prevents us from moving forward. However, once we gain knowledge and understanding about the thing that we fear, then that's the moment that we build enough confidence to move forward and gain that experience. So subsequently, with enough, quote, experience under our belt, we develop even greater self-confidence that will propel us through our fears and towards the attainment of our goals and objectives. So consider that the road to success is always paved with obstacles, challenges, and problems. Along this path, everyone makes mistakes. However, those who fail are those who simply give up and excuse their life away. So persist, persevere, and resist the temptation to give in to your excuses. Gain the necessary knowledge, understanding, and experience, and slowly but surely your self-confidence will propel you past your fears and towards your goals and objectives. So Tim, really what we're talking about, this fear of failing, it's the lack of confidence and lack of experience, and really that's the same thing. I was just talking to one of our great agents in Texas, and she's working on learning to do things like door knock and open houses, you know, get in front of people, have the confidence to talk about real estate. Well, every open house she does, every door knocking session she does, she's building that confidence so that that excuse that she had, well, I'm afraid to fail, I don't have the knowledge, I don't have the confidence, I don't have the understanding of what I'm trying to do, that's melting away with every new contact that she makes. Every time she opens her mouth about real estate, it's getting easier and easier. And I'm really proud of her for getting rid of that excuse and being brave enough to get herself out there. I think you know who I'm
exactly
talking about, because you're coaching her husband, so we'll leave their names out. Anyway.
I was. Transferred to one of our other coaches. But yes, yeah. So you are also touching on the fact that the confidence comes from the action. It comes from the actual doing versus the confidence coming from, say, for example, more studying or more listening. So that's the key, guys.
Exactly.
The action, even if you are holding yourself back, actually, it's the next point, so I won't read it. So go ahead, Julie.
Okay, so excuse du jour, number 8. It's not the right time. Oh, my gosh. You and I had a dollar for every time we heard that one, right? It's just not the right time. Well, it means that you lack perspective, information, and resources. Sometimes it's actually not the right time to take action. However, more often than not, it's just a lame excuse that should indicate your lack of perspective or you simply don't have the necessary resources to deal with the circumstances at hand. Therefore, your first objective is to acquire the necessary resources, i.e., you know, have a coach holding you accountable to actually taking action that that'll help you attain your desired outcome. So once those resources are in place, you might still need to gather more information about your predicament, which will help you to transform your perspective. The moment these items are checked off your list, you'll find that the right time is always now. What's the NLP sentence, Tim? When is now the right time to get into action?
Yeah, right.
Julie,
when is now the right time to get into action? So you're embedding the command, but you can do that for yourself too, right? You can actually,
self-coaching.
Kind of motivate yourself, right, self-coaching. But right, that's a really important point. But that does go back to the whole idea of taking action. You know, a lot of folks, not just agents, I mean, this is true with everyone in life, really, they make the mistake of getting ready to get started for too long, or they basically,
that's right.
So that's kind of, you know, the same idea, or they essentially are waiting for the stars to align, or they're waiting for the big eagle to fly over, or they're waiting for fill in the blank. In other words, everything's just not perfect yet. Well, there's a great... I think it was Marissa Meyer, right? The gal who runs, I think it's Facebook, or maybe it's Yahoo. It doesn't matter. She had something great. She said, perfect is the enemy of done. And I love that. Perfect is the enemy of done. So what that means is trying to get something perfect means that it's never going to be completed. It's just procrastination. It's just making excuses. Guys, you will never, ever have the listing presentation mastered. Never happen. You will never, ever, I'm sorry, have the scripts mastered. You just won't. There are so many, you know, it'll be, you'll get to the point where you're proud of the results that you're getting. And at that point, you might just say, okay, well, that's as effective as it needs to be. I'm getting consistent results. In other words, if you had decided that I'm not going to do anything until I absolutely have mastered this specific thing, then you'll never actually get to this point where you're getting the results. Do you guys see the point here? You see ultimately what we're getting at here is get into action even if you don't feel like you're 100% ready. In the process of the action, you will find yourself miraculously being more prepared than you thought you were. Jules, what's the next point?
Point number nine, or excuse number nine, is, quote, I have to plan thoroughly first. Well, this means you're lacking perspective again, or you're simply paralyzed by your fear. When you say you have to plan more thoroughly or you have to study something more, you're paralyzed by the fear. Now, there's nothing wrong with planning for the future or taking the time to lay out a clear plan of action. However, if planning is all you do, and some of you guys' faces are turning red right now, those of you guilty of this. However, if planning is all you do, it indicates there might be some underlying fears that are preventing you from moving forward. Identify and overcome these fears, and subsequently, you will overcome your need for over-planning. And Tim, you know, the thing that pops in my mind with coaching clients is this whole, like, oh, I have to research every expired I come across and see what the history is and what they owe and who was the listing agent. And no, just call them and see if they still have to sell their house, right? So what's really going on there is the fear of actually getting the appointment. That's what popped into my mind first. How about you?
That's right. Well, absolutely. That's a good example. I mean, the fear of actually picking up the phone, the fear of actually doing the work that you must do in order to be successful selling real estate. Excuse number 10, it won't work. It means you lack self-belief, motivation, creativity, patience, perspective, and persistence. All these qualities are essential if you desire to eventually make things work. In fact, these qualities are absolutely essential for everything of value that you want to create in life. So I'll tell you guys a little not-so-secret secret. And this is a philosophy that I've used in our business, and Julie and I, and several businesses that Julie and I own, and it's always seemed to work out. If you you obviously, when you're scaling, when you're adding staff, you want to hire the best people you possibly can. You want to try to find the best people you can. But what happens oftentimes is that when people are, and this is an example of hiring staff, so maybe your example is basically going on a listing presentation or picking up the phone. Well, it's really easy to find flaws in potential people that you're thinking about hiring. They don't look right. They don't sound right. They don't, you know, they don't have the perfect background. They don't have the perfect level of experience. But here's the thing that's interesting about hiring, say, for example, your first assistant, when you're financially ready, right? And there's rules about that, so go back and listen to our radio show on building your team. We did, I think, three or four radio shows a couple weeks ago about that, so definitely go back and listen to that. If you make a mistake and hire the wrong person, you can always fire them. And you're not out the full, say, $50,000 a year that you had planned on paying them. You're only out maybe a month, 2 months. So stop waiting to make decisions. If you make a bad decision or if it doesn't work out like you hoped it would, who cares? You can do it again. You can do a do-over. There's nothing wrong with that. What is wrong is if you are in the waiting to get started holding pattern on different aspects. So, you know, as you guys are going through this process and listening to these points, the next point's a lot of fun. Think about, where is it that you're making excuses? And for a lot of you, the question is not where is it, you know, you don't have to go searching for it. The question really will be, where aren't you making excuses? And you know you're making excuses. You know you're making excuses if, for example, you're not making the amount of money in this real estate market that you want to be making. If you don't have a number of listings, if you don't have a listing presentation, if you don't have a pre-listing pack, if you don't have a buyer's presentation, if the idea of knocking on a FSBO, what we call unrepresented owner's door, you know, basically makes your palms sweat, all those types of things, you know that these are skills that you have to have. You know these are things that you must be mastering. You know if you're making excuses. Julie, what's the next point?
All right, Tim. So the next point is excuse number 11. I'm just not inspired. Or versions of that might be, I'm not feeling motivated. I'm just kind of in a slump. I'm not inspired. Well, it means that you've got poor habits, which lead to a lack of discipline. That's the real be honest here, right? So have a real good think with yourself about what kinds of habits you indulge in on a daily basis and about your typical routine, if you have one, and the rituals you partake in throughout the day. More often than not, you'll find that finding inspiration isn't a problem if you simply take the time to transform how you go about your day. So this really is a time management conversation. So, for instance, a lack of sleep could be causing you to feel tired, which leads to a lack of inspiration. If we dig a little deeper, we could find it's your diet that's causing your sleepless nights, or that your lack of sleep is a result of not getting enough exercise throughout the week. Moreover, maybe you're simply not getting enough exercise because you're working longer hours than usual and therefore don't have the time to allocate for exercise. There are many habits and scenarios that could be brought forth here. However, the important thing to remember is that a lack of inspiration is often due to many interrelated factors that at first might seem unrelated. However, the deeper we dig, the more patterns we find, and the more patterns we find, the more likely we are to identify where that lack of inspiration stems from. And Tim, I was just talking to one of our long-term clients, the Ken Moores out in Washington State, and we were talking about how much regular exercise is related to sleep. Lance had just read a book that was talking about the requirement for a minimum of 7 hours of sleep every night. And we were talking about how much easier that is when you've done the exercise the right way and how much easier exercise is when you're actually maintaining a schedule. So that's a good demonstration of how these things are interrelated. And I think that you'll agree, and I think our coaches would agree, that our agents who are most on track, curiously or maybe not curiously, are the same ones who take all this seriously and do control their time and do exercise regularly, and do actually schedule things like lead follow-up and take that appointment with themselves seriously. So are you actually not motivated? Are you actually uninspired? What's the cause of that? Maybe you're causing it yourself. So an easy way to start is to just, I mean, it might be as simple as getting up at the same time every day in the morning. Might be as simple as going to bed at the same time.
But Jill, you're touching
on it,
right?
And then build from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple of days ago, we did the interview with Rochelle, who's one of our great coaches mm-hmm. and someone who's been with us for a long time, almost a couple decades now. And Rochelle talked on her interview how what she does with a lot of her coaching clients is get them to do baby steps. And baby steps mm-hmm. are, meaning, like, sometimes you listen to these radio shows or you read books like this, the ideas are just too big. You're just saying, okay, ideally, Julie, I want to exercise every day. I need to change my diet. I need to blah, blah, blah. So there's like everything that Julie just said that you need to be doing, you're not doing. So where do you start? Well, you do start out with the baby steps. And the baby steps can be tiny, tiny, tiny little steps. For example, it might be calling and talking to one center of influence or past client person a day, right? Or maybe the baby step, if you're wanting to lose weight, if you're, for example, you cut your portion of food back by, say, 25%, or if you know you're drinking too much, you know, you will maybe eliminate alcohol during the week and maybe just limit yourself to one glass of wine per night on Saturday and Sunday, whatever it is, right? You have to be thinking in terms of small steps. And what happens, guys, is that once you take a bunch of small little steps, exercise, you haven't been exercising, your body's beginning to feel really lethargic, your muscles are hurting, your joints are hurting. Well, how about this? Just go walk a half mile. Just go walk a half mile. Or go swimming. Or do something that's going to require amount of effort that you almost say, oh my gosh, Tim, I could do that, no problem. Well, go do it. And then what happens is after you've done enough of these small little baby steps, you will see yourself in action moving towards the goals. And then what happens, generally speaking, is you almost have like an avalanche of results, because your body is in motion, you'll see your mind and your thoughts will follow. So as you're going on your mile or half mile walk every day, you're going to listen to maybe this radio show or something else that inspires you. And then all of a sudden, your body is in action, your mind is in action, you're changing slightly your diet. And then all these little tiny baby steps very quickly make monumental changes. For the most part, most of you guys can get massive results in your life if you just change like 10% of everything that you're doing, 10% more exercise, 10% more effort doing the things that matter in terms of lead generation stuff, 10% more pre-qualification, 10% more of all the little things that are important in your life that get you the greatest results. It's not 100% for most of you. It's just 10%. So it is life and success. And ever-increasing success really is about the baby steps. It's about the small steps, knowing what you know about yourself, knowing where you're making excuses for yourself right now, some of you are going to feel overwhelmed, and I can feel it. I know I can actually, as Julie and I are on this radio show, I can feel the stress that some of you guys are manifesting right now. Let that go. That's not the point of this. The point of this is for you to realize that you can stop making the excuses, and you can get out of your life everything and even more that you could possibly dream of. That does start 100% with the actions that you choose to take. Julie, what is the next point?
All right, so now we're moving on to what to do about this. And I feel this turning into another radio show because this is so important for these guys. But let's get started on eliminating your excuses forever. So I think we've talked about what the typical excuses du jour are. How do you actually eliminate them? Well, we discussed specific types of excuses and presented some ideas on how to eradicate them using some great coaching examples from your colleagues, people just like you. Within this next section, we're going to talk about some general ideas, suggestions, techniques that you can all use to eliminate excuses forever. So before we dig into that, it's important to understand that excuses lead to stagnation and a life of regrets. Success in any field of endeavor requires a period of discomfort, where we must venture into unfamiliar territories, never knowing what to expect. So this is the little bridge to the next section, Tim, where they've got to actually accept the fact that dealing with this might make them a little uncomfortable. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, be uncomfortable. It's fun, you know? All right, so go ahead, Julie. We only have a few minutes left. Let's get through at least a couple of these points, okay?
Yeah, so what do you start with? Well, let's start by avoid making comparisons. So making comparisons between yourself and others often makes you feel disheartened if you're unable to live up to other people's standards and achievements. Instead, only compare yourself to your best self. No other comparisons are necessary. If through your highest efforts you surpass your personal best, then that's good enough, at least until your next attempt. And Tim, I see this with agents going, well, how did that number one agent in my office get to be number one? Forget about that. What was your best month? Let's beat that next month. That's a lot easier to deal with. So avoid those comparisons. Next, avoid dwelling on the past. We hear this a lot on coaching calls. The moment you begin dwelling on the past, mistakes, or failures is the moment that you start experiencing the emotion of regret. It's like you're reliving it over and over. Immediately, we look to point the finger at someone or something else in order to justify our failure instead of taking responsibility for our decisions and actions. So as a result, we begin rationalizing making excuses for our failed attempts. So if you begin today by focusing on the present moment rather than on the past, this will help you throw all of your excuses out the door. Yes, by all means, learn from your mistakes and your failures, but do not use them as the platform for your encyclopedia of excuses. And Tim, honestly, this is where great coaches come in, is in preventing you from reliving whatever it was that you're using as an excuse to hold you back and to getting you into the future. What's tomorrow hold for you, next week, next month? That's what a good coach can do. How do these guys get involved with that? I mean, what's the next step if they want to eradicate all of their excuses?
Well, and we have more that we'll prepare for you guys hopefully tomorrow or on Monday, but here's the thought. There's been lots of different studies that have been done on this. Most of you have probably come across this information. I do think it's massively interesting. Something like 97% of all the thoughts that you have today are the exact same thoughts that you had yesterday and the day before, the day before, the day before. And also, it's interesting as well, is the thoughts are also coming at roughly the exact same time of day. So have you noticed that sometimes time seems to fly by? Have you noticed that basically the older you get, the faster the time seems to go? The reason is because you're spending too much time in your head living in the past or living in the future. We always suggest, and we're big advocates of you guys embracing the concept of learning how to meditate. Actually, there is no learning how to meditate. That makes it sound like it's a skill that you have to develop or a muscle you have to build. Meditation, if you read biographies of any famous person, we're not going down like some sort of Far Eastern religion or anything. Just look at meditation for what it is. It's a tool that helps you guys cut through your own inner conversations. So many of us spend our days with all this internal chatter going on in our head. And most of that chatter is related to fear. In other words, related to ego. It's focusing you on the future. It's focusing you on the past. Remember, something like 97% of all the thoughts you had yesterday, the same ones you had yesterday, the day before, the day before, the day before. So what that does is it makes it so there's never any room for new thoughts. There's never any room for new opportunities. You're always reliving and reliving the same excuses. Learn how to read about meditation. Just start great books by Deepak Chopra, great books by Eckhart Tolle. So much information out there. You don't have to go, you know, off the deep end. There's a lot of very practical ways. You can even go to Google and say how to meditate. There's great simple things out there. And just by giving that to yourself for maybe 20 or 30 minutes a day, it makes a huge difference. But the goal of meditation is to silence the voices in your head. And most of those voices, if you actually were to think about what you're thinking about, in other words, be an observer of your own thoughts, you'll see that virtually all the thoughts that you're having are fear-based, focusing on the past and focusing on the future. And those, generally speaking, those fear-based thoughts are rooted in ego, and you know, we can do another 100 radio shows on this topic, but the essence of what I'm describing to you guys is the lack of presence. So to Julie's point, focus on being present. You can do that. You know, a great way to be essentially get your mind in the present is to write a list of the things that you're grateful for. Again, meditation is another powerful tool. But once you can at least slow the chatter in your head down, if not completely eliminate it, for just maybe a minute or two while you're meditating, if you can just get that chatter just shut off for a second or 3 seconds or 4 seconds, the mental and emotional and even spiritual ramifications, the gifts that you give yourself for doing that, are unparalleled. I know when I started meditating, it was probably about 10 years ago. I wish I'd done it for longer in my life, but now I do it every single day, and it helps me in so many different ways. Almost for me to describe how I've benefited and how I know Julie's benefited from meditating, it almost would be embarrassing because they're so profound. Some of our greatest moments of insight, of intuition, some of our greatest inspirational thoughts, some of our greatest business ideas, some of our greatest way, you know, everything that we've created really has come from us giving ourselves that gift of being present while meditating and certainly while embracing the concept of being present. So, Julie, we have to wrap today's show. Obviously, we have to get to, I have two calls with coaches after this, and I know you do as well. Anything else you'd like to say to these guys? I believe Julie's already gotten off the show because she had to go to a coaching call. No problem. So listen, listeners, anything we can do for you, yep, she has. Anything we can do for you guys, please request a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Thank you for making our quirky little radio show the most listened to radio show for the real estate industry. Our true passion always will be with the individual practitioner, you guys. That's where we came from. That's really at our heart and soul. We're just like you guys. Anything and everything we can ever do for you, let us know. I do strongly encourage you to at least consider becoming one of our breakthrough, our one-on-one coaching clients. Look into the financing. Look into the student loans. If it's for you, great. It means you can enroll today at only $359. And I'm pretty sure, for the most part, you guys won't have a payment for the next 30 to 45 days. But that will give you instant access to the highest level coaching that we offer. I'm very excited to be able to offer the financing, something we've been working on for 2 years. Go to the website, timandjulieharris.com. There's also a link in today's show description. And I'm not sure if we're going to be able to offer this for months or for years, but I do know that those of you who are taking action on it now are literally going to have your own private one-on-one coach within a day or so. So take action on this, guys. Anytime you need us for anything, please reach out and have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.